Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today I'm going to be a rabble-rouser, I think. I talked to a buddy of mine up in Toronto, and they had a march yesterday, about 4,000 people, and it looked really good, and it looked lively, and people were showing their support and their unity in fighting against this so-called scare tactic. I'm not even going to call it Corona bullshit. I'm not even going to call it COVID. I'm going to call it what it is. Scare tactic. The reason why I'm going to call this a scare tactic, because let's look at the facts, shall we? Masks don't work. Okay, logically, masks don't work. Logically, the research on masks and their effectiveness don't work. So it makes no sense that a government of any kind, mayors, premiers, whatever, are going to try to enforce the wearing of masks since they don't work. So then I kept thinking, I wonder why they're forcing and implicating us to wear something that doesn't work, isn't effective, doesn't stop this thing, doesn't stop anything. Second, survival rate of the corona is 99.9%. So again, why are we shitting ourselves over something that is inconsequential? Doctors all over the world, all over the planet, are now saying that we need to take to court the people responsible over this fakery, the fallacy behind this. So this is fake. Number three, there is absolutely no proof, no evidence whatsoever that this even exists. The PCR test is a fake test. It's a bullshit test. You have to have the biometric genetic of the material in order to do a test properly with this. So everything that we've been told on this, okay, isn't there. It's a lie. It's a fallacy. A deception. Or a manipulation. I'm going to get to that manipulation part. I love these little things, you know, you find out. Four. You know, we're finding that in most parts of the world, nobody's dying, and the numbers are fabricated because there's no validation of these numbers. The hospitals are not increasing. There's no medical staff is being laid off. Doctors are being removed. Nurses are being removed. And yet the numbers are going up. How can this be? Then I found something today, and I didn't find something today. I found it before, but I when I read this kind of shit, and I see what's going on here, I want to read some things from a text. I won't tell you what the text is, but I will say this again. Christians, you're going to get slaughtered. Slaughtered! Your blood is going to run deep. I'm going to tell you that straight out. So you say, well, Jesus is going to come back and we're going to get raptured. No, you're going to get slaughtered. You are going to get slaughtered. I'm going to read some stuff. I'm going to find the location. I should have had it set up. Sorry. Hold on. Okay. Now I'm going to read a couple things from this. This is from the no hide laws. Okay. No hide laws. See, when I said manipulation, and I'll tell you what I'm saying here. This has been a social engineering, and I've heard a lot of speakers speak in terms of being communistic. They're not quite correct. They are talking about being led into a system of government, but it's not going to be communism. Not at all. In fact, communism would be beneficial to everybody. We are being manipulated and directed and deceived into accepting the no hide laws through social engineering. Okay, let me read these to you. Now, this terminology that they're using the term Jew here, but it's not Jews, it's Zionists. But anyway, I'm just going to read it the way it's written. Jews may rob and kill non-Jews. When a Jew murders a Gentile, there will be no death penalty. What a Jew steals from a Gentile, he may keep. Interesting. The Gentile, now, let me express something here. Gentile means anything outside of the Jewry, as they put it. That would include anybody from the Middle East, Muslims and Christians, both. Anybody from India who believes in the Vedic beliefs, anybody who's Buddhist, anybody who believes in Brahmi, any natives who believes in the in their spiritual beliefs. Matter of fact, anybody. And I was listening to a guy talking about this today, and he even talked about how Jehovah's Witnesses, he's an ex-Jehovah's Witness, so he mentioned a couple books, and I will post the link in the pod, the Jehovah's Witnesses that do listen to my show. And he explains how these people, the Zionists, had infiltrated Jehovah's Witnessism and Mormonism. And today they have infiltrated all the Christians throughout, and I said this before, that the Christian faith has been compromised by either Zionists, Jesuits, or Masons, all three. That these TV evangelicals are just a joke, and they're all part of that, this whole system. Anyway, he points out that a lot of the doctrines that anybody who's believed in, okay, has been infiltrated by these people. And again, if you're a Gentile, that means you're excluded from this particular club. That means they can now shit on you any way they like. That's what this is saying. Okay. A Jew who killed a non-Jew is exempt from human judgment, has not violated religious prohibition of murder. Now, I'm saying this because this policy that they've got in place is murder. And I am almost convinced that this connection between this and what's going on, there's a direct tie to this. And some of you might say, well, I'm being anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic. I am Semitic. So let's get that shit out of the way. Number one, when I'm talking here, this is a racist sect that is anti-life, period. Okay, Jews may lie to non-Jews. Jews may use lies to subterfuge and circumvent a Gentile. What did I say a Gentile was? Non-Jewish children are subhuman. This is why they got a mask on children, and they're forcing these masks on children. All Gentile children are animals. I'm not making this up. Gentile girls are in a state of nida, filth, from birth. They even went as far as condemning married Mother Jesus and called her a whore. Imagine that. Catholics who really respect the Virgin Mary, they're calling Jesus' mother a whore. Ooh, that's some strong language, don't you think? And in there, they're saying that Jesus' mother, Miriam, a hairdresser, had sex with many men. Now, this is intriguing here, just to show you how much bullshit this is. Because under the Mosaic law, any woman caught in the act of prostitution was stoned. Yet here she was, a hairdresser, making and had many lovers, according to this. And Jesus is also described in the Talmud. And again, this is for the Christians. This is for the believers. Okay? This is who you're sending your money to. This is who you're giving them the means of executing you. So you say, well, it's not all Jews. No, not all Jews. And again, not all Hebrews. I have stated before, there are Hebrews, Israelites, and Israelis. And a lot of them are not part of this. But there are some that are. And they have power and influence. Jesus is also described in the Talmud. A certain Orthodox Jew in 1999 described Jesus as a sorcerer and a demented sex freak. Imagine that. Born-again Christians sending money to this system. On the website of Orthodox Jewish Chabad Lubavitch Group, one of the largest and most powerful, I won't even call them Jewish, Zionist organizations in the world, and whose spiritual leader, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, whose birthday honoring was the first flag cover-up for signing the law, the authority to murder Christians for worshiping Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Now, whether you believe in Jesus or not, is not the point. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is the way. I don't have no bones in telling everybody about that. I believe Jesus came down here to save our sorry asses from this kind of crap. And Jesus himself condemned the Sanhedrin of the day, which was part of this, using Babylonian bullshit to entrap the people of Israel. And the people of Israel are entrapped. This is why in the Bible it speaks about the 144,000, because these are the ones that have woken up to the truth about who Jesus really is. And if you don't believe me, and if you think I'm being anti-Semitic, then look it up yourself. Check it out for yourself. Don't let me tell you what to do or frighten you, because some of you will be frightened by this, because your whole basis on what you think of Israel and what you think of God, they're not the same. Not all seed of Abraham is in Israel. I got news for you. There's a synagogue of Satan that the Bible talks about in Revelations 2 or 3. The synagogue of Satan, that's what they're part of. Even Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. You know, you don't know anything. You followed your father's lies. You traverse land and sea to make a proselyte twice the child of hell yourself, neither going in or allowing others to go in. This is what they're doing. This is what this is really all about, keeping you from going to heaven. In other different realms, and I talk to other people in different belief systems that we share and exchange, we look at the earth as a dimensional realm, and we're down, and the earth is in like in the 3D dimension, which is a lower frequency dimension. And this, to stay in this dimension would be to stay entrapped in this realm, being vexed and tormented by the satanic powers that be here now. And it appears to me that this Talmud, or this Babylonian belief system, wants to keep you trapped here. Everything that is designed to keep you trapped on this earth is not of God. Jesus said himself, he goes to prepare a place for us. In my Father's house are many mansions. Okay, so if he's going to go prepare a place for us, that means we are going to evolve from this dimension to another one, if you're looking at it from that angle. Some of you may not believe it. Some of you may not accept it. Some of you might come up with all sorts of scriptural, you know, dogma that you want to throw at, saying, no, that's not true. It's not for us. It's for something else. This is the lie that you've been bought into believing. This is the lie that they have transferred into the faith of those who believe in Jesus. I mean, the whole concept of holding on to the Sabbath and all the regulations of the law. Are you effing kidding me? So anyway, and according to these Talmudians, the people that believe in this, the Zionist Noahidians, let's call them Noahidians, because I want to make a distinction between those people of Israel and them. Those who believe in the Noahidians, this is what they say about Jesus. Okay, getting 57a, it says Jesus is in hell, being boiled in hot excrement. Imagine that, Jesus in hell being boiled to death in his own shit. Says Jesus was executed because he practiced sorcery. It is taught that on the eve of Passover, Jesus was hung, and for 40 days before this, the proclamation was made, Jesus to be stoned to death because he has practiced sorcery and has lured the people to idolatry. He is an enticer, and such thou shalt not pity or condone. Now, according to Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 149, it talks about Jesus' death. Stretch forth my hands pierced my hands and my feet, they've numbered all my bones, and for my raiment they cast lots. Just talking about the death of Jesus way before it even happened. He didn't die of stoning. He died on a cross. Died spiked to a tree, if you will, as they call it sometimes. And yet here they are telling us, again, this is for the Christians, so you don't get all hung up in supporting something that is there. You are giving them the money to produce the weapon to wipe you out. Okay, I'm just putting it that way. So, and this is something by another one of these these Noahidians. This is a Noahidian. It says, even the best of the Gentiles should all be killed. Wow. Even the best. The term heathen was translated to Gentile, and the heathen meant outsider. Isn't that interesting? And I'm getting into this tonight because this, what I'm showing you, would tie to the means and execution using this fakery, this pandemic fakery. Now, some of you may not agree with it at all, and that's fine. Maybe there is no connection. I think there is. I think there's a strong connection with what's going on, because according to our democracies, our parliaments and our Congress and everything else, everything is for the people and by the people. In no hide laws, you have no rights. The hierarchy of the no hide rulers, the Sanhedrin, which isn't there yet, or maybe there now, state they have the final say. In other words, if they decide they don't want you around, that you seem to be a threat to their authority, that they can have you executed. So, now, according, this is another thing about those who, helping, that don't believe in the divine inspiration of the Talmud. The Talmud is a Babylonian doctrine or Babylonian belief system that they have accepted and that they've used. This is why I tell a lot of you to read the New Testament and read what Jesus had to say, because this is the kind of bullshit that's infiltrated the Christian belief system, and I would prefer you not to get involved with this or even be exposed. You have to be exposed so you know who your enemy is, but you don't get sucked into the doctrinal bullshit that this is perpetrating. When you look at this thing, there was some other stuff I wanted to present, but this is in complete violation of the law of the Ten Commandments. There is nothing there. When you're looking at all this and what's going on, they go into the whole distinction between this and that. Jesus was God in the flesh. That's how, when you're reading the King James Version and other versions of the Bible, and you read John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, Word was God. Other versions have a slight variation to Word was a God, determining there are two gods, which is false. But this was, again, could have been doctrinal infiltration by these Noahidans way back in the day, or the Zionists. So, the idea of following these Shabbos, and following some kind of legalism according to the law, basically can nullify your salvation, because if you're back under these laws, then the law condemns you. Then where's your blood sacrifice in order to make the atonement? So again, when you're looking at some of this thing, and you read this, oh my gosh, this shit. This makes Sharia law look like a walk in the park. This I'm going to point out as well. It's not just applicable to Christians. See, Muslims and Christians have coexisted in other parts of the world and never had a problem until something got involved and created the problem. They have always lived in accordance. And Muslims do accept Isa as coming back. He's going to come back as well. They have a different take on what happens when he comes back. And that's fine, but they also believe that Jesus is coming back. They too would be executed by the sword. They would be beheaded, because they believe, and if they believe in Muhammad, again, they would be beheaded. Isn't that something? And when you read some of this stuff, when a Noahidean murders a Gentile, there will be no death penalty. When a Noahidean steals from a Gentile, he may keep it. And that, what was the one thing I saw? Oh, here, listen to this. This was hitting a Noahidean is the same as hitting God. Really? I don't think I could ever hit God. In fact, I don't think my arm could reach that far. In fact, I don't think we got, being God, being the omnipotent, who could strike God? That doesn't make sense at all. If a Gentile hits a Noahide, then the Gentile must be killed. Wow, isn't that something? Like I said, pay attention to your faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by legalities, and this is a legality. My point here on this is this. These laws that they're presenting and they signed into law has been designed to get everybody funneled into a one world system. And this whole pandemic is nothing but an exercise of social engineering to take away your privileges. And they're doing this. They are taking away everybody's privilege in the free world. Because under the Noahide law, there is no freedom. You are under a legal system that is designed to exterminate you, especially if you do not or are not part of this Zionist or Talmudian group of whatever they are. Now, how does that affect your health? Well, let's see here. We've had the suicide rates go up because people, you know, have been isolated. Again, it's a form of isolation. You've got people wearing a mask, which is causing them to, again, be poisoned by their own excrement. When you're, and I don't mean shit in coming from your arse, I'm talking about excrement that your body releases through just breathing. The recycling of carbon into the brain, causing brain damage because you're now putting your brain in a state of being anaerobic, meaning oxygen deprived. So when you got kids wearing these masks and they're saying that your kids, especially if they're girls, they're nothing but dirt. Man, that, oh, lordy, lordy. That's all I got to say about that one. I have a daughter. See, I have a daughter and a son. So when they make that kind of reference, oh, well, you know. So like I said, every family member, every parent who values their children, I actually had a woman write to me, and she's really concerned about her child being marked with the mark of the beast, because that's next. That's next. These vaccines are to mark you and tag you, and I do believe this is part of it. This whole Noahide horseshit is what's bringing this in. There is absolutely no reason for any of this to be used. None. Why are we coming up with a vaccine that doesn't need to be created for a condition that can be cured 99.9% of the time? You see what I'm saying? This is all a deception. And this is killing a lot of you already. I walked into, I think, two stores today. It was funny. I'm looking, and this dawned up. After reading this shit, I had to go get some supplies. So I walk in the store, and I don't wear a mask. One place wanted me to use the sanitizer. I said no, and I walked in and kept walking in. Then I had a questionnaire ask me if I was exposed to COVID. And I said no. Everything was no. They said thanks, and they apologized. He was being courteous. I said no, don't worry about it. I get it. You know, he's following his orders, and I get that. You know, and I don't hold any employee responsible. I hold the management responsible. See, the management doesn't, I say, and someone says, oh, you complied by answering the question. I said, yeah. I said, I wanted to see where this was going. Again, they're violating my human rights, if I want to call myself human. They're violating my rights as a free man, period. They're violating my rights as a free man. I don't have to be obligated to answer those questions either. But I did as a courtesy. You know, I don't want to put any more labor or burden on a laborer. Laborers are just following their orders. And again, they should be questioning these things too, but majority of them don't have enough brains in their head to tie their shoe with Velcro. And I get that as well. But when we're in this situation, you know, going to these different places and seeing people in masks, it dawned on me today, first time I had a clear visual, everybody I seen around me wearing a mask, I actually saw they were all dead. These are dead people I'm with. And this will sound kind of morbid, but everybody wearing a mask, when I looked around, I said, wow, these are all going to be dead. These are dead people I'm with. I'm standing in the midst of dead people. Because this mask is going to lead to a quick expiration date on you. Breathing in your own shit, having brain damage, permanent brain damage possibly, having organ damage, having thymus damage, having thyroid damage, having brain damage, eye damage, mouth and tongue damage. I mean, it's just horrific. Lathering yourself in methanol-laced hand sanitizer, which can cause brain tumors, liver tumors, lung tumors, cancers of the brain, cancers of the liver, cancer. I mean, it's just horrific. This is murder. But under the Noahide laws, because you are not of the Noahide family, it's okay. It's okay for you to be wiped out. It's okay because you're a Gentile. You're a heathen. Okay? And I'm pointing this out, and again, I'm expressing this really strongly to those who say they're believers, and they are believing this whole bullshit about Israel being the chosen people. They're no more chosen than anybody else. Now, let me see if I can get something through to most of you. You can't get saved or accept Jesus or come to Jesus unless the Father sends you. The Father sends you to Jesus, then you've been chosen, provided you choose and accept Christ. That's how that works. That's based on the biblical truth that's there. Okay? I don't judge anybody one way or another. But all I look at is that I had the opportunity of having God's mercy shown on me, because I didn't find God. God found me. Okay? That's all of us. That's all of us. We don't think that we found anything. We didn't find jack shit. God found us. And then he chose us to come to his son. That's the reality of the way we should be wording this. So when I look at this and I see what God has done for me, especially, I'm realizing it more and more now. I think before I took it serious, but I kind of took it for granted as well. You get comfortable with things, you know, you just sort of take things for granted. But when you start seeing the implication here of how we got to God and the lives we had before we got to God, you know, it holy shit. I mean, like I said, I went through boot camp first part of my life. You know, it's like, you know, I grew up hardcore. But now I look back and realize that this was all preparing me for today, you know, and unbelievable. I'm still here. Why am I here? See, we're here because God wants us here for whatever reason. I have no idea why. I don't even understand why God can put up with all this bullshit, to be honest with you. It amazes me that God hasn't just shook this planet to the core and let everybody know that who is the real God. I think it's definitely coming. Well, I look around me. I can barely stand it. I had a conversation with God last night. I said, God, I'm down here and I can barely stand it. How do you tolerate this shit? You know, oh man, I don't know how he does it. I really don't know how he does it. I mean, if it would have been me, this place would have been lit up already. You know, I made sure that whatever's on this plant would have been exterminated already. See, we can't evolve. This is the problem. We cannot evolve because the same thing that's been around since the Babylonian times is still around today, causing the same cycling and recycling of life over and over and over and over. And we cannot get past where we should be to become more godly than we are. We're still stuck on flesh problems, whatever they may be. And then they get compounded because you go to a doctor, and some of these doctors are part of this Noahide horseshit, which give you drugs that are designed to keep you addicted and compromised. And it's okay for the doctors to do this. Okay, and so again, this leads me to think about the medical field. How is it that we have progressed scientifically over the decades? How is it that we knew more about health 110, 120 years ago than we do today? And how is it that 110, 120 years ago, they were curing people of things that are supposedly incurable today? See, this doesn't make sense to me at all. And how is it that a doctor, knowing full well the side effects of the things they're prescribing to people, can debilitate somebody the rest of their lives and still have in good conscience the capacity to write a prescription for these drugs? This I have no clue on, but now after reading this particular piece of literature, this piece of shit. It makes sense now because a lot of these doctors are following these concepts, especially if you are a Gentile. It doesn't matter. I can give you a drug. If it kills you, who gives a shit? You're just a Gentile. You're just a heathen. It don't matter. So you can be under the Noahide laws and still not, and you don't have to be part of the Zionist group. But most Zionists today are, we have Christian Zionists. Can you imagine that? Christian Zionists. Ho, ho, ho. See, that whole Christian Judaic thing, what a load of bullshit. To compromise people who believe in Jesus into accepting some other fantasy. It's not that, and again, it's not that I hate Hebrews, I don't. Not that I hate Israelites or Israelis, I don't. But this corrupt piece of shit that's out there, that needs to be hunted down by everybody. You know, this may sound weird, and it's probably going to lose a lot of you, but I really don't give a shit. I understand Hitler now. I do. I get where he's coming from when he did what he did. Now, I don't believe the 6 million number is even remotely accurate. In fact, I'm willing to bet that number, again, was altered in favor of people from Hebrew background. Those were Christians that got slaughtered. There was about 80,000 Hebrews that got killed, according to some of the facts I have found. The numbers were highly exaggerated. Just like today, with this fake pandemic, the numbers are being exaggerated. Not saying that Hebrews didn't die. I'm saying that the numbers were not what they said. But I do believe that with 6 million Christians that got slaughtered by the same type of mentality. See, when Hitler took over, first thing he did, he got rid of the banks. Got rid of them. Got rid of all the external forces that kept Germany in a state of poverty and bleed out. And I think what he did, I think he understood the problem. You know, I'm not saying he was a good guy. I'm not giving him any high praises. I'm just saying I begin to understand why he did what he did to expel these forces that were killing Germany. And you have to think of this force as a field of locusts that come in and wipe everything out. America and Canada are being wiped out. We're losing everything here in these countries. And where is it all going? Where is it all going? I bet you any money, if you start doing some digging and some research, you might see some investments that are part of this Noahide horse shit, that the money's going there. Why is, for instance, in Canada, our prime minister just gave out $140 million to a coal mining process or coal mining company in China? I wonder who owns that mining company. Makes you wonder. Okay. Things like that. Where are they getting this money? And now they're going to choose. They want to have this debt thing to wipe out all your debts. This comes from the biblical, the Old Testament principles of the year of Jubilee. Every 50 years, debts were completely wiped out, and everybody started at zero. It's a good concept, actually. But this concept that Canada is going to offer, again, is coming from this perspective: we will wipe out your debt, but you have to get the vaccine. A vaccine that will alter you considerably. Like when you read this thing with the Noahide, what they think of people who are not of the Noahide concepts, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're considered nothing. I mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm trying to find the actual terminology they use. I mean, it's holy geez. Even if you're under the Noahide laws, you have absolutely no rights at all, because you're not part of this group or this club. You know, I'm trying to keep a distinction here between those people of Israel and those people of this. Now, again, if all the people of Israel are part of this, then they're just as guilty. So, and according to this, the Jewish Encyclopedia envisages a no-hide regime as a possible world order, one world government, immediately preceding the universal reign of the Talmud. The Talmud is not biblical. It's not even part of the Torah. You know. So this is where this is all going to. I was listening to the fellow doing the talk, said even the Pope has agreed to this. Boy, that's a lot of Catholics going to get their heads knocked off, you know. It says here, the Talmud specifically defines all who are not of the Noahide, okay, I don't want to use the words they're using, as non-human animals, and specifically dehumanizes Gentiles and not being descendants of Adam. Imagine that. There, again, the contortion of the biblical creation story in Genesis 1. Unbelievable. So, when you're looking at this, and you read this, okay, and you understand this, and you really get what's going on here, and you see the implications here of this being connected to what's going on right now, okay, with, like I said, think about what I'm saying here. Masks don't work. You're forced to wear them. This goes completely against all science. The pandemic, the corona, there is no proof that it even exists. There's no genetic biomarker. There's no way to trace it. Nothing. If it did exist, well, coronavirus does exist. It was released back in 1963. Anybody born in that time frame has the immunobody inside of them. In other words, you have the means to fight against it, and you passed on that genetic or that immune system genetic to your offspring. In other words, we're immune to it, except if you're elderly and have already a compromised health condition. But that can be said about any flu. So you got nothing that can hurt you, really. And if you did get infected with it, you have a 99.9% cure rate. So why are we going through and we're being ramrodded? The government isn't listening to the general population who actually put them in power. So who's controlling our governments? Who? See, we need to really investigate this heavily and understand. I mean, it's this exercise of social engineering is part of this system that they've incorporated. We've had three presidents in the United States that have signed this into bill. This, Bush Sr., Clinton, and Reagan. This is crazy. And even Trump has signed onto this thing as well. So my point on all this is we are not in the world. Things are not what they seem to be. This is also going to be in the pod. Yeah, you can click on the link. You read it. You determine it. But like as I said before, and I've been saying this over and over, if you were a believer in Jesus in any way, shape, or form, your head is going to come off when this is going to be totally taking over everything. You are going to lose your head over Christ on this one. There ain't no, and somebody's going to say, well, what about the rapture? Maybe Jesus will rapture us. Well, maybe he might. Possible. I don't believe this anything's going to happen until everything's over. But that's my perspective on it, the way I look at it. But you know what? If there is a rapture, and before all this happens, I'll be the first to say, thank God it happened. But I'm not holding my breath. Since none of us really know when this is going to happen, what time frame this is going to come about, I would suggest perhaps you might want to prepare. Just in case they take off your head before you do get raptured. It's a possibility. Nothing is giving you a direct timeline. And if you hear any bullshit about Jesus already been here, that is a bunch of horseshit and it's a lie. That would be a blue beam project or something that's been, again, propagated by this type of mentality. Some Talmud following Noahidean would have probably presented this as a lie. And lies fly left, right, and center. So like I said, this is why I tell a lot of you, when I do my shows here, some of the reasons I express very strongly, this need to read the New Testament, to listen to what Jesus had to say. Even Paul, a Pharisee, condemned this type of behavior. Okay? Paul was against the whole thing of legalism, against everything. Jesus himself was against it. Some of you should read Matthew 23 when he talks about these brood of vipers, whitewashed tombs. Another verse he says, you're of your father the devil. Your father, you listen to your father of lies. And they tell you, right, that they can lie to you because you're a Gentile or heathen. They don't give a shit if you believe in Jesus. In fact, if you believe in Jesus, that's another thing that they're against. So I had to present this tonight because this is not just about Christians. I think Christians will be the first primary target. And I saw when Bill Gates was presenting to CIA the God gene, and he was saying that he was going to use this against the people of the Middle East that believed in the Quran. I think they started it already on Christians. I think that this is the whole thing, voice to skull. Because I hear a lot of people telling me, especially those who believe in Jesus, I do get the odd person, person who's Islamic, that contacts me and says they're hearing voices as well. But the primary people that contact me are believers in Christ. And you got to know that that's not God. And so don't follow any voice in your head. If it ain't going to match what you're reading in the Bible, don't follow it. And if it's giving you, and if it's putting all kinds of distortions, if it's accessing memories of violence that was done to you, memories of different things, again, that's data mining from AI. Okay, if you're saying getting hit with all kinds of weird, sensual, pleasurable things as well, and it's coming out of the blue, because a lot of this shit, this pornography and crap, came from these Zionists. They did everything in their power to pollute us, to violate us, to corrupt us in every way, even sexually. This whole shit going on today, the homosexuality, the transgender, this all stems from that. All of it. The chemistry that created the problems, everything. This was all an assault on everybody that was outside the realm, outside that no-hide crap. It's been horrific what's going on. When you look at it, see, I have history. I can see how things have progressed, and back then, at the time when this was going on, I could never figure out how it was happening, and later on I figured it was chemicals and pesticides and estrogens and different things, and then genetically engineering the food supply so that we have this corrupt, mutated man and woman that we can now call a goyim, because that's how they would denote them as, and they created this. This is not a normal process that God created with the genetic code. And I got to express something as well. Every time we have come down this road, this has happened many a time, and every time we've come down this road where we're dealing with genetics and nanotechnology and frequencies, this is when every civilization crashed. What you've been taught in the school is just pure cover-up and bullshit. Every culture that came before us had reached the same plateau in technology, and some had exceeded it. And everyone had come under, fell. Everyone fell when they started playing with genetics, when they started playing with different things that could alter the genetic code. I call it a desolation. What the hell is that called now? I can't think of the term. It has to do with desolation. But this is a desolation because you are now altering the design and plan that God had made. So when we're looking at a lot of these things today, and you start looking at things that like what I just read, holy jumping, I mean, this should make you just flip. I got a little thing here about vitamin C and why the FDA hates vitamin C so much, because of the fact that it actually stimulates your immune system to reproduce or grow or kick in. It's amazing what it does and what genetic code it hits to get the immune system up and running. I also got on the site another page about directed energy. So those of you who are not familiar with directed energy and how it works, this is a pretty good site on how it destroys the mind and the DNA. And so some of you who are having health issues maybe now be able to connect to this as well. I started off, again, there was a movement in Toronto yesterday. It was a good movement. A buddy of mine from up there took videos. So again, Have a look. There's a YouTube on it. So anyway, I think that's pretty well going to be the show today. Take a look at it. Some of you may get mad. That's okay. You know, it's not the person who might piss people off. But you need to seriously see, connect the dots here on this. Connect the dots. You know, one hand, everything they're giving us doesn't make sense. It works against us. Doesn't work. And whatever we're afraid of isn't even there. The second part of it is you got another thing there that just has decided that you're not worth living. You're just something to be stepped on, something to be shit on, something to be used, something to be abused, you know, something to be lied to, something to be manipulated. And there's a hell of a lot of manipulation going on with this. So as I end this, I'm going to tell you, read the Gospels, stay true to the Gospels. Jesus came down here to save us. King of Kings left his throne to come down to save our sorry asses and to save us from this kind of shit. He even condemned this, okay? And he condemned it heavily. He's the fulfillment of the law. You don't need to follow laws like this. You need to follow, walk in faith, you know, and follow what he had to say, follow what Paul had to say, follow what the other apostles had to say in regarding to our faith, not to some sort of legal system that all it does is condemn and destroy you. So read the God. And like I said, the more you read the Gospels, seriously, the download from God goes up and the upload from the devil goes out. And the more you read, the more you see, the more clear things become. Give it some time. Read it. I'm not expressing any of my opinions there for you. I want you to figure this out for yourself or to read it for yourself. And you're still having a hard time reading it. Well, you can ask questions, obviously, but to have a talk with God. I mean, this is a one-on-one relationship between you and God. Have a talk with the Almighty. Have a talk with Jesus. What the heck? He'll hear you and he'll guide you. It's just the way it works. That simple. Just that simple. But this, what we're dealing with today is the most... Oh, it took me all I had in this show, I got to tell you, to keep myself restrained. And some of it still got out. This is just horrid beyond belief. Joel Witnesses, if you listen to this audio, if you are paying attention, there is an audio. I'll put it up there. I didn't put it up yet. And when you listen to the audio, the guy mentions two books. I think you guys need to really read these two books. He's an ex-Jehovah, and he's expressing what happened. Even among Mormonism, the Mormons as well got popped. And now he's talking about the Islamic and the Christian as well have also got popped. So really reevaluate what you're listening to and who's telling you what. Because a lot of times these ministers are just going to repeat what they've been taught. And if it stems from this Talmud concepts, then you're again, the doctrine is just being passed on and on and on. And you need to be free of doctrine. You need to have your faith and you need to have your walk with the Almighty the way you should. So again, this is just I'm just encouraging you. Now again, this is I'm not assaulting anybody who's a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not condemning anybody. You know, that's not my game. You know, I always let people say la vie as God leads us where you go. But you know, but seriously, take a look at this. This is going on everywhere, not just the Jehovah's and Mormons. This is going on in the Christian church. I mean, this has been going on for quite some time with the TV evangelicals and that bullshit. It's been going on with the Catholic Church. It's going on with the Islamic faith. It's going on with the Hindu faith. It's going on with Buddhism. This is a cancer. This is a cancer that needs to be burned off the planet. All right, I'll let you go with that. As far as that goes, on the site, you'll see people there that are doing what they can to help you wake up to a lot of different realities. You got Ty and Brian on the West Coast, one in Canada, one in the U.S. You got Sherry at Three Hearts. She wrote me a letter today that somebody from the U.K. wrote her and connected with her as well as a result of what we're talking about here. So she thanked me for that, and I'm glad to hear that you know people are making contact with her. So Three Hearts Church, there's a link there. So if you want to get a hold of Sherry, go ahead and get a hold of her. She's a pretty good gal. She, like I said, she's got some brass tacks there. She tells it the way it is as well. There ain't no game there. No game. You got Shy in Israel. See, I got nothing against people of Israel. You got Shy in Israel. You got Ari in Switzerland. You got myself in Ontario. So you got a lot of people there. trying to get you prepared. Get prepared, and if you know, if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, no big deal. Share the information. Share it. And if this is, and if this show offended you, I don't apologize, not at all. I think you should be aware of everything anyway. You make your own determination. You make your own decision on what you want to do and what I've said. And if you don't, agree, c'est la vie. No big deal. And if you do agree, c'est la vie. Pursue the next step. All right. Till the next show, to your health. And again, as I keep saying, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.